Well, after the president signed that executive order banning immigration from seven majority Muslim countries, the American Civil Liberties Union raised more than $24 million online this weekend. The ACLU received a little more than 350,000 donations. It added up to the record amount.
Mayor Daryl Steinberg arrived last night to SAC International from LAX to a crowd of people who were protesting Donald Trump's signature on that ban. This is what the mayor had to say to us earlier this morning on KFBK.
This is a horrible anti-American act by Donald Trump. And look, it's not just Democrats, by the way. This is not a partisan issue. You have Mitch McConnell saying on television yesterday, we don't have religious tests in our country.
Well, so let's talk about that with immigration attorney Navid Dezad. He joins us now with legal repercussions of the ban. Good morning, Navid. Thank you for coming on with us.
Good morning.
So we don't have legal tests or immigration tests here in America. But first of all, can you tell me your initial reaction to what the president did?
Well, my initial reaction was that it brought back really the dark days of our country's history. When we refused to help persons of the Holocaust, when we finger-pointed our Japanese U.S. citizens and discriminated against them based on their nationality, these are days that we want to put behind us. This is not the future we want for our America.
Well, we talked about that this order left quite a few people, thousands of people actually, stranded at U.S. airports, or they were sent back to the country they had just left. Now, what about dual citizens? There's been a lot of talk about these. If you are a U.S. citizen and you have a secondary citizenship from one of these other countries, where does that put you? What does the U.S. look at? Will they allow you in?
Reports from the trenches and the airports that I've been in contact with say that the Customs and Border Protection officers are actually relying on whichever passport that the traveler presents. So if they do have dual citizenship and they do have a U.S. passport, it's less likely to be a problem. But that still leaves thousands of other immigrants who have green cards, who have approved visas from and have been vetted, that are still being snared in this process.
Now, Vita, now that this is being challenged in court, do you see this being held up indefinitely, or do you think that the president will be able to push this through?
I think that this is an overreach of the executive powers and violates some of the statutory and constitution clauses. It will be a long battle. I don't think it will be held up.
So are you having people contact you already that had visas that had been approved that are now saying, where does this leave me? Or I had family that were on their way here. What do I do? How do I get them back over here?
Yes, it's really a heartbreaking situation, both for families and, by the way, for businesses who are counting on their employees to come back to the U.S. They're in limbo. The businesses are in limbo. They've already been through quite a stringent and existing vetting process, and to be caught in limbo at the last minute, at the 11th hour, has really caused a lot of problems for the individuals and for the companies.
Immigration attorney Navid Dezad joining us live this morning. We appreciate your time this morning, sir. Thanks very much. Our time is 8:46 at KFBK, and of course, this will be talked about throughout the day here at KFBK Rush, I'm sure, will. We know Tom Sullivan will, and John McGinnis as well, throughout the day on News Radio KFBK.